at American Bag Centers. You've got nothing to lose but the pain.
The following program, Back Talk, is sponsored by American Bag Centers.
At American Bag Centers. You've got nothing to lose but the pain.
Welcome to Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi, located at 103 Bradford Road, Building 2, Suite 100 in Wexford. Now, with Back Talk, here is Dr. Peter Peduzzi.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Peter Peduzzi with another episode of Back Talk. I'd like to start off each and every week. I'd like to say hello to all our loyal listeners. Of course, thank you for listening each and every week. And a special hello to anyone who is new to this radio show. This, again, is Back Talk with myself, Dr. Peter Peduzzi. We're on every Wednesday morning on KHB, 6:20 a.m. from 9 to 10 in the morning. Of course, if you are new to the show, typically in the first half hour or so of the show, we talk about the very unique and wide variety of treatment options we offer here, all under one roof, right here at the American Back Centers. Of course, a brief history, if you are new to the show, American Back Centers was started over 40 years ago now by Dr. Dennis Miskovich. He started this practice well before all this growth was out here in the Cranberry-Wexford area, and now this area has just truly exploded. It's amazing how things have changed in just a span of 15 years since I started with him. But 40 years ago, of course, things were quite different out here, and 40 years ago, this practice was started. In the last 20 years, roughly 1994, is when he purchased the two VAXD tables. At that point, we transitioned to a disc specialty practice. We still have, of course, the chiropractic end of our practice. We treat chiropractic patients, musculoskeletal issues, therapy, rehab, massage. I'll go over all the things we do in the office here in a few moments when I get to that segment of the show. But our primary specialty is the disc problems. And we've seen it now for over 20 years. Literally thousands of patients have come through our door seeking the best treatment option out there, the most researched treatment option backed by clinical science. Over 20 years of success, medical doctors, orthopedic surgeons in private practice. There's some hospitals even that have VAXD in their facilities, chiropractic physicians and physical therapists, all using and seeing the remarkable high success rate, higher than anything else that's out there, high success rate with this type of treatment. Again, because it's backed by clinical research, and we'll talk about that research later on the show. We know it works because they did the research on real live patients. This has been replicated many, many times, showing for the first time and to date the only device still that has been proven with real live patients to reduce pressures to negative levels. They use real pressure sensors in real patients, and each and every time, patients' interdiscal pressure has reduced to dramatic levels, creating that vacuum. That vacuum is what pulls the fluid and nutrients back into that degenerated, that compressed disc, but also pulling the disc that's herniated, that's extruded, that's bulged, back off the nerve, relieving your sciatic pain, your numbness and your tingling, your weakness, all the pain that you may be having in the hip, buttocks, groin, down the leg, lower back, sharp in nature, burning, numbness, foot drop. We've helped many people with foot drop. We've helped many people avoid surgery. We've helped people that have already had failed surgeries get back to life again and avoid further pain medication, epidurals, all of these things, surgery that can create permanent complications. And again, with VAXD, there's no complications. It's a very safe, effective treatment that's been used for over 20 years right here at our office, as well as worldwide now in over 300 facilities. There's approximately 3,000 patients today currently being treated with VAXD therapy. We have VAXD. Make sure your doctor has VAXD. There's over 300 facilities across the country. We are the one in this area, this particular area, that has VAXD, and we, again, have over 20 years of experience treating patients. We've been doing it since 1994 when that groundbreaking research done by Dr. Ramos and Martin published in the Journal of Neurosurgery. Again, these are two neurosurgeons that did peer-reviewed research, published in a peer-reviewed medical journal, I should say, showing for the first time and so to date the only non-invasive, non-surgical medical device that can and does each and every time affect a disc in a positive way. So structurally actually changing the compression, relieving the compression, reducing the pressure within the disc, unlike traction or these so-called decompression devices you hear out there advertised. And again, I tell you, ask these doctors, where is your research? And if they produce the Ramos and Martin research article, you know there's something fishy, because this research is done way back in 94, only on vaccine therapy. A lot of these so-called traction decompression devices were never even thought of then. They've developed these glorified traction tables that they call themselves decompression now, and they put them on the market trying to sell to people. People waste thousands of dollars on these treatment programs. I heard there's a doctor near my office here that's charging almost $8,000. Dr. Weiner actually mentioned on his show not too long ago, $8,000 for his treatment program. And when you call the office, they don't tell you what the treatment is. And again, that should put up a red flag for you. If the doctor's not really telling you what he does and is trying to hide something, that's never a good thing. With VaxD, there's nothing to hide. VaxD has the science. It has the research. This is VaxD for 20 years. It'll be VaxD for another 20 years. We have nothing to hide. We tell you exactly what we're doing. Our program is unique. Every VaxD center across the country has VaxD, but they also have other protocols that go along with that. Most of the doctors do very similar things, but of course our protocol has graduated, if you want to call it, has gotten better over the 20 years, so we have a slightly higher than national average success rate. The national average success rate is approximately 75% across the board, and then again, that's a realistic success rate. We hear some people advertising 98% success rate. That's not realistic, and that would put up a red flag to me as well. Nothing is 98% successful. We do accept many, many patients at our office. We do decline many patients at our office, and if we do accept you, your success rate is extremely high. We have an over 90% success rate with our patients if you're accepted for care, and that's very important to note. When you do come in for your consultation, we sit down with you, we go over your problem in detail, we look at your MRIs, your x-rays, we encourage you to bring somebody in with you, of course, to drive you out if you're in pain. That's always helpful. But also to answer, to make sure all your questions are addressed. You may forget something, so it's always helpful to have a spouse, a family member with you when you come in for your consultation. So we do encourage that. If you don't have anybody, that's okay, but we do encourage that as well, as well as bringing in all your medical records, MRIs, CTs, if you have them, x-ray reports. If you have them, that definitely helps as well. If we do accept you, you have a remarkably high success rate if we accept you for care. And the only way you're going to know is by scheduling your consultation. We'll talk about that here in a few moments. In the second half hour of the show, as I get to that, as I rambled on there for a while, I do apologize. We do typically talk about a nutrition-related topic. Last couple weeks, we talked about the flu vaccine, the lack of effectiveness. The title of the article was Flu Vaccine Effectiveness in Question. We'll summarize that again last week. If you missed that, if you want a copy of the article, you can go to McCullough.com, look for Flu Vaccine Effectiveness in Question, and we can send it out to you. If you don't have a computer or the Internet, we can definitely send it out to you at no charge. Just call us and give us your name and address. This week, we'll be touching on the importance, again, of probiotics, and the article is specifically titled How to Heal Inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's disease, as well as as well as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and colitis as well. We'll touch on those as well. Very important topics. Again, probiotics, as we get into the cold and flu season, some people say anywhere between 70-80% of your immune system is in your gut. So we all know it's how important it is to maintain healthy gut health. We talk about gut health, healthy bacteria, the balance between the good and the bad bacteria. Yes, there are some good bacteria out there. So we'll touch on that with this article, very interesting article, specifically for patients with Crohn's disease as well as IBS and ulcerative colitis as well. So those issues are very common, unfortunately, in today's society, but also stressing the importance of a good quality probiotic, which we can touch on some of the products we have here as well, if we have time. And into next week, we're going to be touching on how your weight and cancer risk are linked. So definitely stay tuned for that as well. Cancer risk goes up the more years you're overweight. We'll touch on that next week as well on Back Talk, our nutritional segment of Back Talk. I did just post that on my Facebook page as well to kind of give you a preview. If you do follow us on Facebook, our Facebook page is American Back Center Pittsburgh. If you'd like to like us on Facebook or go on Facebook and follow us as well, you can go ahead and take a look at what we're posting on there. We're posting different things on there at least once a week. We try to do that. And I've been trying to post the articles we're going to be touching on Back Talk on the Facebook page either a week before or the week of, to kind of give you a preview or to give you an idea of what we're going to be talking about each and every week on the show. Sometimes we talk about more than just what I post on there, but I at least post at least one of the articles that we'll be touching on the nutritional segment of Back Talk. So again, visit American Back Center Pittsburgh on Facebook. If you have a computer and you can get onto Facebook, go ahead and do that. We'd greatly appreciate it if you like our page as well. Just go on there and like our page and look at all the information we have on there as well. We would greatly appreciate that. Of course, the American Back Centers, we are not your typical chiropractic office. Since 1994, as I mentioned, the American Back Centers has specialized in the treatment of very difficult cases, including herniated disc, bulging disc, failed back surgery, sciatica, stenosis, degenerative disc disease, and some of the most difficult cases related to the disc. And many people have gone to a laundry list of doctors, and then they come to us. Of course, we wish you would have come to us first. It does make it a little bit easier on you as well as us, but we have and continue to treat some of the most difficult cases here at our office, patients that have been to pain medication, their primary care doctors, pain clinics for pain shots, epidurals, physical therapy. They've been to maybe the local chiropractor. Chiropractic helps many, many disc conditions with the chiropractic adjustment and the therapy that most chiropractors offer, but sometimes there's a limitation, and sometimes the disc condition is so severe that it doesn't even respond to an adjustment and or therapy. And those patients come to our office via referral or self-referred because they hear about VAC-C as a specific FDA-approved procedure specifically for disc problems. And they see the success, or they've talked to someone that they know that has done well with VAC-C therapy. And they come to our office, again, seeking a treatment specifically for the disc. And some of the patients have already been through back surgery. They're contemplating back surgery. They want to avoid back surgery. We've had people come in. They've had surgery scheduled the same week. They've come in for the consultation, and they say, "Doc, I have surgery scheduled for Friday. I'm thinking about canceling it. I just want to come in and get a second opinion first." And we're more than happy to do that for you. Of course, if you've already had failed back or neck surgery, we've helped many, many people avoid a second, third, fourth, fifth, subsequent back surgery, which, of course, if you listen to the show, you know, has an even lower success rate than the first and subsequent surgeries. And, of course, you have a higher rate of complication now because now the possible permanent complications become more prevalent with each subsequent surgery. With VAC-C, you don't have to worry about that. There's no complications whatsoever, permanent or temporary complications. It's a time-tested treatment. It's a very safe treatment, very cost-effective treatment, using over 300 hospitals, medical, orthopedic surgeons, chiropractic, physical therapy clinics worldwide. This, of course, is called VAC-C, standing for vertebral axial decompression. So as I always ask, if you're out there listening, if you yourself or you know someone who is suffering with acute, chronic, or severe, of course, back or neck pain, which is unresponsive to your current treatment, you want to avoid further pain medication, all this symptomatic treatment that's just putting Band-Aids, pain medication, pain shots, epidurals, even therapy alone, physical therapy alone in most cases does not treat the disc. And in some mild cases, patients will try therapy, they'll try pain medication, crossing their fingers, hoping that the disc will resolve itself. In some cases, it does. It does resolve itself. We've had patients come into our office where they don't have an MRI, they don't have an MRI with a disc problem, they don't have the obvious symptoms, the examination, and the most prudent thing to do is try a course of therapy and chiropractic care. And I tell patients, we'll give it a couple weeks. If it works, fine, then you don't have to do anything. But if it doesn't, then we talk about VAC-C. And because the VAC-C, again, is specifically treating the disc, in many cases, we order the MRI at that point. We see, indeed, they do have a disc problem. which the other issue, too, with the insurance companies, a lot of times they won't even let us order an MRI because if they don't have certain things like neurological deficits, if they don't have positive straight leg raise, they want at least a few weeks, at least, if not more, of therapy, chiropractic therapy, physical therapy, chiropractic, for a couple weeks before they'll even approve the MRI. So our hands are tied in many cases, and in some cases it does resolve itself, but in many cases we have to order that MRI, and then the MRI does indeed show a disc problem that didn't show up on the examination, but showed up on the MRI at the beginning. And what I tell patients is you're nipping it in the bud, and your success rate is much higher when you nip it in the bud. It's not to say that if somebody comes into our office, they've been every doctor known to man, they have a MRI showing severe herniations, extrusions, they've already had back surgery, that they're not going to succeed with our treatment here. But the only way you're going to know is by coming in and talking with us, sitting down with us, letting us look at your films, doing an examination. And from our experience, again, over 20 years, we've been treating these patients. I've been doing it here personally now for 15 years. Again, seeing the many, many cases. And nothing is a substitute for experience. We are a very experienced facility. We've treated these patients. We've seen thousands of disc patients come through our door. With that experience, we weed out the candidates we think we can help. And if we cannot help you, we will refer you out to the appropriate specialist. If we feel we can help you, our success rate, as we mentioned, is over 90% because we only take the patients that we feel we're going to help. And if we can't help you, we will definitely refer you out to the appropriate specialist. So a remarkably high success rate because of the many, many years of experience. Our protocol is physician-directed. Our protocol engages other modalities as needed by a case-by-case basis. So if your symptoms are radiating into your hip, your buttocks, your groin, down your legs, sharp in nature, burning, you have possibly a foot drop, you're dragging your leg, stubbing your toe, going up steps, you may think that your condition is not getting better. You've gone through chiropractic, physical therapy, pain injection shots, pain medication, you're not getting any better, you need to come and see us and see if we might be able to help you. At the very least, we can write your prescription for an MRI, see if you do have these type of disc-related problems, and then from there we can propose a treatment program with VAC-C and the other modalities that we offer with our disc-specific protocols that are very unique to American Back Centers. That's why things are very, our protocols are very effective, because we've perfected things over the years, and we've gotten better and better and better. So we are, of course, doctors dedicated to bringing you long-term relief and avoiding the need for surgery now as well as into the future. Don't wait until your condition worsens. Call us today. We do have a toll-free number to schedule your consultation. It is a free consultation, 1-888-222-8293. Again, 1-888-222-8293. So again, that's not 1-800, it's 1-888-222-8293. Also, 724-935-3300, 724-935-3300. And also, I give you the fax number. If you'd like to fax over any reports, as far as x-ray reports, not the actual films, of course, you can't do that, but the report that comes should come with the films. It's a typewritten report from the radiologist. And I tell patients, I don't care if a neurosurgeon looks at these MRIs. I've seen many cases where people have gone to their neurosurgeon and they've missed things on the MRI. The radiologist goes to school to read x-rays, MRI, CTs, and films in general, so I trust them above anybody. So that report should be done, and in most cases is done by a radiologist. It comes with the x-ray, the typewritten report, MRI or CT. That's what we want. So that's what you can fax over. Just remember where you had the CT MRI done. Just give them a call. Give them our fax number, and they should be able to fax it over for you. You have to do nothing. You may have to sign a form, but otherwise you should have to do nothing. Sign a form to release your health information, but otherwise you may not have to do anything other than just give them the fax number. Our fax number is 724-935-3321, 724-935-3321. Again, that's our fax number to fax over any reports. Also, you can go on our website and make an appointment or request an appointment right on the website. Our web address is www.americanbackcenters.com. plural, with an S, .com. Again, www.AmericanBackCenters.com. You can request an appointment right on the website. You can learn more about our office. You can find a link to our daily health update newsletter, which I do encourage you to take a look at as well. Great health tips on there, updated daily, and an inspirational quote for the day on there as well. You can sign up for that right on the website, free of charge. You automatically get signed up for the monthly In Good Hands newsletter, a wealth of health information from some of the greatest minds in the country. I do encourage you, take a look at this. It's unbelievable the things that some of the great information, updated, brand new information that's updated on there once a month. This is a 10-page article, group of articles that come out once a month, and you receive that free of charge when you sign up for the daily health update newsletter. Take a look at that. You can also find our blog on the website as well. So, health articles are updated on that each and every week. You can also go directly to our blog by going to www.drpeterpeduzziblog.com, and you can learn more about our office and all the services we offer, which I'm going to go over here in a second, right on the website again, www.AmericanBackCenters.com. All right, in addition to the VAC-C, of course, VAC-C is a medical procedure. It's the only FDA-approved, safe, clinically proven non-surgical disc treatment used by MDs, DCs, and orthopedic surgeons worldwide in over 300 facilities, as we mentioned. We also offer a cervical disc treatment option if you have a disc problem, degenerated disc, bulging, herniated disc. Even failed neck surgery patients have responded well to our disc protocols with our disc therapy. So if you know someone who is contemplating neck surgery, has already had a failed neck surgery, does not want to go back again, is still having problems, tell them to give us a call. And they can come in for a consultation concerning the cervical decompression treatment protocols. Also, state-of-the-art therapy and rehab, individualized programs, ergonomic and postural instruction. We treat wrist, hand, finger, foot, ankle, and knee problems. So if you have tendonitis, rotator cuff, carpal tunnel, frozen shoulder, those type of issues, strains, sprains, we've done rehab. We do currently doing rehab for people coming off of artificial hip and knee replacements. We can definitely do that as well. We have two great male and female massage therapists instituting deep tissue massage, myofascial trigger point therapy, acupressure, as well as reflexology. Comprehensive nutritional consultations, if you'd like to try it, we can send it to you. We can pick it up right at the office. It's free. It's from Standard Process, and it gives you a very, very accurate, just like the orthotics, which we're going to get to here in a second, individualized nutritional program based on your individual symptoms that you may be experiencing. As we just mentioned, the orthotics, custom-made orthotics, truly custom-made. We're not going in the back and pulling them off the shelf the same day. This is something that's sent electronically. After we scan your feet with this sophisticated 3D scanner, assessing for any type of dysfunction in the arches of the feet as well as the entire foot itself, any type of foot dysfunction. If we decide to have them made, they're sent electronically 5 to 7 days to the company, and they make a truly custom-made foot orthotic for your individual scan. Acupressure, as I mentioned, great for, especially nowadays, I should say this time of year, with sinus and allergy issues. We do acupressure treatment, but also the sinus draining is very popular here at our office, where we do a sinus acupressure draining technique, which helps promote draining of those compressed, I should not say, not compressed, but inflamed, irritated, stuffed sinuses. We can, if you have a sinus issue, we can do a simple technique, a sinus drainage technique, which is very, very effective. And it just involves simple, gentle acupressure. We also have a great product called SinuPro, which is very effective with sinus issues as well. So if you'd like to try that and or the acupressure treatment, give us a call again, 724-935-3300. In-house X-ray, nerve conduction, ultrasound testing, done right here at the American Back Centers. And we have a convenient MRI CT facility right across the street, North Pittsburgh Imaging. So if you need that, you can go right across the street and get it. It's very convenient for our patients that are coming from out of town, many hours away, which many of our patients do, because, again, many people come a great distance to come see us for this very unique treatment called VAX-D therapy. Finally, I'm a certified personal trainer, so I can help you when you want to get back in the gym and do things correctly, and most importantly, not re-injuring yourself. So I have the experience, I have the certification, as well as being a doctor, to help you get back in the gym and do things correctly. All right, some of the questions we have from our patients, and one of the common questions we have is, why don't we manipulate or start exercises right away when the patient comes in with a disc problem? And I've touched on this many, many times on this show, but more specifically, just adjustments and therapy. And we see a lot of patients come to us from they've been doing physical therapy. In some cases, they've been doing chiropractic. And not to say that those things don't work. Of course, we do both. We do therapy as well as chiropractic, of course, here at our office for the patients that need it. But in some cases, if the patients have gone through that, they have, a more severe disc problem. It's not responding to their manipulation. They're not responding to their therapy exercises. And when it just makes sense with the therapy more so than the manipulation, because with the therapy, you're not really doing anything to the disc itself. You're trying to strengthen the supporting muscles. Some, as I mentioned, in some mild cases, that will help the disc heal itself. But in many cases, if the disc is so far gone or inflamed or irritated, even the most conservative exercises and or manipulation could actually irritate things and make things worse. So in many cases, we don't do those things. We treat the disc itself first. We get the area stabilized through our protocols. And then once things settle down, then we start our very conservative level one therapy program. Then we go to level two and then level three, which is more aggressive, and slowly wean the patient off the passive therapies, get into more active care, and then discharge the patient as the patient is pain-free and doing well. And they continue doing their therapy exercises at home. And, of course, we're adjusting the patient at that point, maintaining their spinal alignment, helping the disc maintain its correction, its structural correction that only VAX-D can do. We do have specific supplements for our disc patients that are very unique to our office, concentrating on rebuilding the disc and reducing the inflammation naturally. So that's part of our program as well. We have a lot that goes into our program, and we've, again, perfected our program over the years. We continue to get more and more referrals from both medical doctors and other chiropractors, as well as patients, that see the success with this treatment as a very safe, effective alternative to what we talk about, the epidurals, the therapy, as well as surgery. So we let the disc heal first. We restrict the patient's activities. We give them the proper nutrition, natural methods. We do tell them that they have to take, an occasional pain pill, especially in the beginning. Go ahead and do it. But we want to get them off that as soon as possible, and we're able to do that with the therapies that we offer here in our disc protocols. And then as soon as we can, we get them into the therapy and rehab, and then start weaning them off their back brace and the other passive modalities. So if you'd like to come in and talk with us, I do encourage you. We do offer a free consultation at no cost or obligation, including discussion of any films that you have. We do encourage you bring in your x-rays, your MRIs, your CTs you've had done in the past, or if you think you need one, you can come in, and if we decide that you have medical necessity, we'll write your prescription for one. You can literally go right across the street and get it done. And more importantly, answer all your questions you may have about our treatments, including VAX-D or any of the treatments we mentioned today. Any questions you may have about your particular condition. Of course, we're going to do a detailed history, physical exam as well, and determine if you'd be a good candidate for any of the therapies here at American Back Center. Also, we offer a free DVD. This is when Channel 11 WPXI, I talk about this each and every week, heard about all the success we had even 10, 15 years ago helping people with VAX-D. They brought the TV cameras out. This was broadcasted on Channel 11 News. We're very proud of this. Dr. Miskovich answers some key questions you may have about therapy. So it's really a great little video. You can just pop it in. It's not very long. It's like 5, 10 minutes. Pop it in at home. Gives you a nice overview of VAX-D. He answers some of the questions you may have. Shows you the vaccine operation. The old office where we used to be, right down the street, which is now an Ace Hardware building, is where this was broadcasted at. And he was interviewed, and again, gives you some great patient testimonials and shows you, gives you an introduction to the vaccine therapy, and it may answer some of the questions you may have as well. Of course, you can always call us when you come in for your consultation. We'll answer your questions. If you want to call our office, if you have any questions, we can answer those on the phone as well. Of course, we cannot examine you or look at your MRIs or CTs or determine if you'd be a candidate for the therapy on the phone. We definitely can answer some questions. Of course, you can always fax over those reports, which I mentioned, 724-935-3321. Especially if you're coming from a great distance, I'll be more than happy. We just had a couple people yesterday request that they fax over the reports, and they just wanted me to take a look first just to make sure there's nothing obvious on their films that would be a contraindication or reason why our treatments would not help them. In some cases, we can do that. It gives us a general idea. If we see something obvious, then we can definitely save you a trip out here. But in many cases, the best thing to do is come in and talk with us at a free consultation, and we sit down with you and do a detailed exam history, answer all your questions, and then determine if you're a candidate for the therapy. We also have research papers. The first paper was published in the Canadian Journal of Clinical Medicine. This research, of course, is done right here at the American Back Centers. We can send that out to you on VAX-D. Knife in the Back article we have been sending out for many, many years, showing the failures of back surgery and why surgery is not the best approach for chronic back pain, specifically lumbar fusion surgery, why it's such a money-making procedure for hospitals, because especially nowadays with the insurance industry being the way it is, they're looking for any way to make money. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. It's an easy way for hospitals to make money because these procedures are very, very expensive from start to finish, and they make a lot of money on them. And fusion surgeries are not successful. We've touched on it why many times on this show, and they have a high rate of complication, and they're very, very risky as far as rods and screws being put in your back, scar tissue infection, bleeding. Many permanent complications result when these procedures are done. Also, we have the blue workers comp, the yellow auto accident booklet. Again, if you listen to this show, the blue book is for workers comp patients so they know their rights. Many people are injured at work. They're taken advantage of by the insurance companies and or the employer, and we see this each and every day, so we hate to see this. At the very least, even if you are not ready to come in and schedule a consultation, if you've been hurt at work, get the blue book. Even if you yourself are listening and you just know someone that's been hurt at work, at least get the book for them. It at least can help them not make some of the common mistakes that we see these people are being taken advantage of time and time, each and every day, by the workers' compensation industry. They're hurt at work. They don't know what to do. They're told that they have to go back to work, even though they're still in pain. They're told they can't do this, this, and that. When in reality, they can. They just don't know they have those rights. So again, please get this booklet, the blue booklet. If someone's been hurt at work, the blue book. If they've been hurt in an auto accident, you cannot believe how many people I see each and every day. You hear on the radio, accidents everywhere, especially with this crazy construction. I know it's necessary, but it's everywhere, the construction, contributing, I think, a little bit to the accidents and people driving erratically, texting. That's part of it as well, people texting and on their phones, crashing in the back of people because they're not paying attention. So many car accidents. To make a long story short, if you've been involved in a whiplash case, car accident, give us a call. We have the best rehab, chiropractic, disc-specific treatments. If you develop a disc problem, possibly, you may not even know you have a disc problem as a result of the car accident, but you may have pain going down your arm, numbness and tingling, whiplash injury. We have the best therapy for you here. But at the very least, call and get the yellow auto accident booklet showing your rights if you're involved in an auto accident or a personal injury case. Both booklets done by attorneys that are not going to be calling you because they're out in Philadelphia, but they supply these booklets to our office free of charge, and we're very thankful for that. All right, as I talked about on this show many, many times, we talk about there's a lot of confusion and questions regarding a host of new medical devices on the market, all claiming to utilize decompression therapy. Some people, as I mentioned, one gentleman doesn't even tell you what he does. He tries to hide it. People make up names. I've heard all different types of names for the disc treatments that they're offering now for treatment of low back pain and disc problems. They act like they're clinical experts, and it's very unfortunate because they don't even tell you what they do, and they try to hide what they're doing. And a clinical study on nerve root decompression states the following. Traditionally, the term decompression, as applied to the spine, has referred to nerve root decompression. Surgery for decompression has been directed at radiographic sites of nerve root entrapment, including the removal of herniated disc material or osteophytes. Surgery is often focused on the nerve root decompression to relieve radicular pain, and any improvement to back pain falls as a secondary benefit. With VAX-D therapy, though, we have the science supporting that negative pressure is produced as far as pressure sensors, and we'll talk more about that here in a second. But these manufacturers, these so-called decompression devices, produce abundant amounts of marketing materials claiming success rates of 85% plus. I heard a guy claiming 98% success rate. They make claims of revolutionary breakthroughs and utilizing state-of-the-art technology and high-tech pain reduction healing system. All this without published peer-reviewed clinical studies on interdiscal pressure. They may have studies, they may even have peer-reviewed studies, but the studies are not showing any reduction in interdiscal pressure or patient outcomes to support their claims. When considering any treatment, ask if the studies are valid, who performed the studies, and what are the credentials, and were the studies published in a peer-reviewed medical journal. But more importantly, when we talk about the equipment and such, decompression is defined as relief or reduction of pain. The fact is the only way to measure disc decompression, which is decreases in interdiscal pressure, reduction in pressure within the disc, is through the use of pressure sensing equipment in a closed system. This has been introduced into the intervertebral disc and measures pressure changes. Only VAXI has done this, and they did it back in 1994. Drs. Ramos and Martin, which we touch on all the time, published in the journal Neurosurgery showing for the first time, and so to date, the only research that actually proves in real-life subjects that a procedure, and this was only done on VAXD, on real-life subjects again, can produce negative pressures, reduce the pressure within a disc of a real-life patient, forming a vacuum, pulling the disc back into place. So again, have a closer look at these revolutionary devices. Do they have an electric motor, wrench, and cable mounted on a table or a column? None of these systems incorporate the principles and working characteristics of the VAXD therapeutic table. As they state, the principles and working characteristics of the VAXD table are, in fact, patented in the U.S. as well as internationally. That's very, very important to note because there's a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of so-called devices out there making a lot of claims and even making up their own names now, and it's very, very confusing and unfortunate. All right, we're going to give you a quick testimonial, as I do each and every week. This is from a medical doctor down in Florida. He goes on to state, since my first VAXI table in 1993 produced such outstanding results, the demand has been so great among my patients. I've expanded with several more tables and have treated over several hundred patients with all sorts of lumbar disc-related problems. I found VAXI to directly and measurably, through objective signs, relieve spinal nerve compression signs and symptoms, and patients with diminished reflexes and strength resolve directly after treatment. So just because you have neurological deficit, foot drop, diminished reflexes, as you see with this medical doctor down in Florida, instituting VAXI therapy, they still do well. Patients with decreased sensation or pins and needle sensation have reported return of sensation to their lower extremities, sometimes after several months of numbness. My best results have been achieved with patients having neurological symptoms with documentation via MRI of nerve root impingement. Around 90% of the patients have resolved. The other 10% have gone on to surgery. Let me stress that all of these patients have had several types of conservative treatments with no relief or options except surgery. Patients have asked about getting repeated MRIs out of curiosity. There was one case in particular where I had a post-MRI that showed reduction in the herniation 6 months apart, but the first MRI was 5 months before my treatment. It was a shame that pre- and post-MRIs cost more than the treatment itself. As I stated, I have I've treated a variety of lumbar conditions, including spondylolisthesis, arachnoiditis, facet arthritis, post-surgical patients with reoccurrence of both the same and different levels, results after surgery depending on the number and types of surgery. Surgery seems to respond very well, especially a failed laminectomy or discectomy surgery responds almost always to VAXI therapy. VAXI relieves nerve root compression symptoms even when other non-invasive treatments have failed, usually can help even when back surgery has failed. This is from a doctor down in Plantation, Florida. He's a medical doctor that has used VAXI therapy actually since 1993, so even before us. One of the first doctors to institute VAXI therapy down in Florida. There's quite a few VAXI centers down in Florida. That's where VAXI is made, and down in Florida. So there's quite a few centers down there, and he's been doing it since 1993. All right, before we get into the nutritional segments, because we are running a little late here today, I do want to go over and highlight some of our key supplements that I like to highlight each and every week, especially as we get into the cold and flu season. We're going to be touching on today the importance of a good quality probiotic. We have a couple here. We have the Multiprobiotic 4000 and the Multiprobiotic 40 billion. So one of the highest levels that I've seen that you can get. This is coming through Douglas Labs, 40 billion multiprobiotic, very high level for increased immune system support as well as good gut health. I take this one myself, Multiprobiotic 40 billion. We also have the ProSymbiotic from Standard Process, which has the pre and post, I should say the prebiotic as well as the probiotic in the product as well. So it actually has food, the inulin, food for the probiotic to keep it alive, so it does stay alive. Part of the issue with probiotics are they need to be refrigerated, and or if you expose them to too much heat, they will die, and it's a living organism, and if it dies, it's not going to do you any benefit. That's also important to note. When you have a probiotic, make sure it's secure and it's not dying. You're actually getting benefits from the bacteria. So the pre-symbiotic, as well as the multiprobiotic 40 billion and the multiprobiotic 4000 are products that we recommend and we have here at our office. If you'd like to try them, call our office. We can send it to you for a small shipping fee or you can pick them up and save the shipping. Also, for the cold and flu season, we have a nice product called Echinacea C with echinacea and vitamin C all in one formula. Great for treating symptoms of a cold as well as preventing cold and flu. Also, we talked about the importance of vitamin D. We have a great product called Ultra K2-D3 that has the D and the K2 together. We've talked about, if you're on calcium, the importance of having the K to keep the calcium from going into the arteries. We also have some nice zinc products if you need zinc support for the cold and flu season as well. We also have a new product, which I touched on last week, three of the best weight loss ingredients together, Garcinia Cambogia, green coffee bean extract, raspberry ketones, as well as B vitamins, all together in one formula, synergistically working together. Very powerful weight loss formula. If you'd like to try it, it's called Triple Form Plus. If you're looking for a very safe, effective weight loss supplement, the Triple Form Plus is brand new at our office. Three of the most powerful, well-known ingredients for weight loss, all together in one product. Like to give it a try, call our office. We can send it to you. You can pick it up right here at the American Back Centers. Of course, we have the all-in-one liquid multivitamin, the Intramax and the Intrakid for the kids, liquid, 100% carbon-bound organic multivitamin in liquid form, more easily digested for patients that have difficulty with pills. So I highly recommend that. If you have trouble with pills, it's absorbed readily. You're getting what you're paying for, the Intramax or the Intrakid. We do offer a discount on your first bottle for trying your first bottle or free shipping. So finally, I also do want to remind you, we also have the new esterified fatty acid complex. If you've not succeeded with glucosamine, you're looking for a good joint support supplement. We have the glucosamine complex that has the five key ingredients together, hyaluronic acid, glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, and collagen. If you've tried that, or if you tried something similar, if you just tried glucosamine, I would still give the glucosamine complex a try because it's the five ingredients together in a liquid form. It's absorbed better, number one, and they're working together, very much like that weight loss product that I mentioned. So, in many cases, that will give you a better effect when you have products working together synergistically. But if you want to try something totally new that has a lot of great research is the esterified fatty acid complex is seeing exciting new research for defeating pain and restoring joint health. Esterified fatty acid complex is brand new, and you can come to our office and pick it up, or we can send it to you. Esterified fatty acid complex. Patients are seeing great results, especially people that have tried glucosamine and have not done well with glucosamine sulfate alone. All right, we're going to get into the article, How to Heal Inflammatory Bowel Diseases Like Crohn's Disease. I do want to summarize some of the things we talked about last week with the flu vaccine article. Mounting research suggests getting an annual flu vaccine may be ill-advised for long-term health and doesn't actually work in the first place. We talked about that last week in this article. An analysis of influenza vaccine effectiveness reveals that between 2005 and 2015, the flu vaccine was less than 50% effective more than half of the time. Not good enough. Research studies show that with each successive annual flu vaccine, the protection afforded by the vaccine appears to diminish. It also may increase your risk of contracting more serious influenza infections. In some cases, it even talked about how you can become a carrier, especially with the live vaccine, and actually infect other people after you have the flu vaccine with the flu. It also talked about the very dismal, it was like a 98% failure rate with that flu mist, the nasal inhaler they were given to kids. They basically took it off the market because it was so bad, 98% lack of success. We touched on that as well. If you'd like the entire article, go to McCullough.com, flu vaccine effectiveness in question. Or if you don't have a computer or the Internet, we can send it to you free of charge. We touched on it last week. I just want to give you a brief summary of what we talked about last week. All right, this week, an estimated 1.6 million Americans struggle with inflammatory bowel diseases such as Crohn's disease, colitis, as well as IBS. New cases of IBD, or irritable bowel syndrome, or irritable bowel disease, I should say, are diagnosed in the U.S. each year. A number of gut bacteria and fungi have been identified as playing a role in IBD. Gut bacteria also influence your immune responses and play a role in celiac disease, food allergies, and food sensitivities. IBD is associated with malabsorption and malnutrition, which can result in bone fractures, bone diseases such as osteopenia, and osteoporosis. Gut inflammation appears to be an important contributor to bone loss. So we're going to be touching on that today. Hopefully we'll get through most of this today. If not, we'll touch on it next week. So it goes on to say, this is from McCullough.com, the bacteria in your gut plays a critical role in your health. Your diet can significantly alter your gut bacteria. Sugar nourishes healthy, harming bacteria, yeast, and fungi in your gut, which may actually harm you more than its impact on insulin resistance. By eating a healthy diet, you allow beneficial gut bacteria to flourish. They then perform the real magic of nourishing your health. You may also have noticed that probiotics are now featured in articles relating to all sorts of health problems, including obesity, diabetes, depression, and heart disease. As explained by Russian neurologist Dr. McBride, Natasha McBride, creator of the GAPS diet, a woman's gut flora can also influence the health of her child. If your child's gut flora is compromised from birth, it may also have an increased risk of neurological and behavioral problems, as well as vaccine damage. Naturally, imbalances in your gut are more readily associated with gut problems, ranging from mild discomfort to severe inflammatory bowel diseases, IBD, such as Crohn's disease, and colitis. Next paragraph, IBD, a common problem with potentially serious consequences. Crohn's disease and colitis are collectively known as IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. An estimated 1.6 million Americans, as we mentioned, struggle with IBD, and 70,000 new cases of IBD are diagnosed in the U.S. each year. Both of these conditions are characterized by symptoms such as frequent diarrhea, abdominal cramping, and severe pain, rectal bleeding, weight loss, fatigue, and nausea, as well as fever. Also, colitis, as well as Crohn's disease, are autoimmune diseases that have serious consequences if left unaddressed. The symptoms associated with these conditions are caused by inflammation in your intestines, which also increases your risk of intestinal blockages, abscesses, bowel perforation, as well as colon cancer. IBD raises your risk of bone diseases as well. IBD is also associated with malabsorption and malnutrition, which can result in bone fractures and bone diseases, such as osteopenia and osteoporosis. In fact, gut inflammation appears to be an important contributor to bone loss. Researchers have also found that leaky gut, which allows microbes and other foreign particles to enter your bloodstream, is strongly associated with joint problems such as rheumatoid arthritis. As explained by a globally recognized leader in the field of functional medicine, Chris Kressler, in a recent article on this topic, your immune system is involved in regulation of bone metabolism and physiology. Immune cells that are activated by microbes in the gut can migrate to the bone and directly regulate bone remodeling via osteoclast-inducing factor. Increased levels of activated innate immune cells have been shown to increase expression of the signaling molecule TNFA in the bone marrow. TNFA stimulates stem cells in the bone marrow to differentiate into osteoclasts. This tips the normal balance of bone reabsorption and formation, resulting in higher levels of bone breakdown and lower bone density overall, increasing the risk of osteopenia as well as osteoporosis. Next paragraph, bacteria and fungi linked to Crohn's disease. Many lifestyle factors contribute to inflammation in your intestines. Not surprisingly, research suggests bacteria and fungi are involved. Previous research has linked Crohn's disease to the presence of bacteria, which prevents white blood cells from killing E. coli bacteria, known to present in increased numbers within Crohn's disease-infected tissues. One route of exposure is through cow's milk. One study found that the bacteria was present in 92% of patients with Crohn's disease compared to 26% of patients in the control group. MAP, this bacteria is present in 2% of commercial pasteurized milk. So not only does pasteurization kill the beneficial bacteria available in milk, but it leaves potentially harmful organisms alive and well. There are good reasons to limit milk consumption altogether, as it's high in natural sugar. We're talking about cow's milk. As it's high in natural sugars that can promote insulin resistance and prevent nutritional ketosis. But if you do drink cow's milk and you struggle with IBD, raw milk from healthy grass-fed cows is far preferred to pasteurized milk from cows raised in concentrated animal feeding operations. Raw grass-fed milk can be quite healing when you have IBD. If you have IBD, colitis, or Crohn's disease, you may want to switch to grass-fed milk. Also, research seems to confirm the potential role of aflatoxin in Crohn's, as disease activity in patients with Crohn's was lowered when they followed a yeast-free diet, specifically avoiding baker's and brewer's yeast. Researchers have also linked Crohn's disease to lack of healthy bacteria and the chronic recurrence in short-chain fatty acids. So the short-chain fatty acids are produced by gut microbes when ferment a dietary fiber, so make sure you're getting enough fiber in your diet. An important role of the treatment equation. More recently, researchers found that Crohn's patients have higher amounts of the bacteria in their intestines among with fungi Candida. Experiments revealed that three microorganisms interact with inflammatory biofilm, which in turn produces the symptoms of Crohn's disease. It goes on to state gut bacteria has a powerful influence on your immune responses as we skip down. Recent research also shows GI bacteria may be responsible for overactive immune responses, ranging from celiac disease to food allergies, as well as food sensitivities. Foods associated with the most severe reactions include gluten, seafood, eggs, peanuts, soy, milk, and nuts. The do's and don'ts when you do have Crohn's disease or a colitis. Addressing Crohn's or colitis involves two strategies, avoiding things that disrupt the gut microbes, and implementing the dietary strategies that nourish beneficial microbes. The gut bacteria are very susceptible to lifestyle and environmental factors, including the following, which are best avoided if possible. So these are the things you want to avoid if you have Crohn's or colitis. Refined sugar, processed fructose, refined grains, especially those with gluten. Processed foods, food additives definitely can make things worse. Antibiotics, including antibiotics given to livestock for food production. Pasteurized dairy, chemicals and pesticides, antibacterial soaps, chlorinated and fluorinated water. We also talked about antibacterial mouthwash. I've talked about that on the show before as well, how that actually will get into your stomach and intestinal tract and actually cause problems. All these factors throw your gut flora out of balance. While some of these factors are persuasive, others can be difficult to avoid, if not impossible. Simply altering your diet to avoid processed foods and focusing on real foods, locally grown organic is the best, will make a big dent and will dramatically reduce the amount of sugar you consume and automatically limit your exposure to antibiotics and other chemicals. Some of the signs and symptoms of imbalanced gut flora include gas and bloating. You have a lot of gas and bloating, nausea, constipation, diarrhea, fatigue, sugar cravings, and headaches. It's not unusual with IBS. We see this constipation one day, diarrhea the next day, and part of that issue is imbalance in gut. Some of the foods that help prevent and heal IBD include blueberries, rich in antioxidants, traditionally fermented and cultured foods as well, loaded with beneficial and healthy bacteria, and are easy to make from scratch. We talked about kefir, fermented vegetables, raw milk yogurt. Back to blueberries again. Blueberries rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and fiber. Research has shown blueberries can help alleviate and protect against intestinal inflammation, such as colitis. Blueberries' protection effect of IBD is twofold. First, blueberries are rich in polyphenols, as well as have both antimicrobial and antioxidant effects. They're very, very good for people with IBD. Coconut oil is another beneficial addition to your diet if you have IBD. The anti-inflammatory and healing effects of coconut oil have been shown to soothe the inflammation and heal injury in the digestive tract. Calpric acid. We have a nice product here from Douglas called Calprolix, and the main ingredient is calpric acid. The medium-chain triglyceride with 8 carbons, which is very, very good for a yeast infection. Any woman that I know that has a yeast infection, I'll put them on this Calprolix from Douglas Labs, and the main ingredient, again, is calpric acid. Very, very good for candida, as well as yeast infections. And finally, we're short on time here, so animal-based omega-3 is also very important, and the fiber-rich foods, which we touch on as well. He also touches on the importance of vitamin D for keeping your immune system strong as well. And we'll do a summary of this next week, so definitely stay tuned for that next week, a summary in the new article, How Your Weight and Cancer Risk Are Linked. Your cancer risk goes up the more years you're overweight, next week on Back Talk. All right, we are short on time. So I'm going to leave you with some final closing thoughts. Again, the real question should be, why would you even think about surgery with all its complications, lack of success, including the normal risk, including infection, bleeding, blood clots, when VAXD is an option? VAXD is a non-invasive treatment with a much, much higher success rate than surgery, pain injections, or therapy. Many patients go this route and eventually end up at our office wishing they would have come to us first. Remember, VAXD addresses the structural issues, not just the symptoms. Decompressing the disc, restoring the fluid content, taking the compression off the spine of the disc, relieving the pain associated with low back pain, disc problems, sciatica stenosis, and even failed back surgery. Again, we're treating not the symptoms, we're treating the actual structural cause of the problem. We've been doing it for over 20 years with great success. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be on next Wednesday and every Wednesday with another episode of Back Talk. This is Dr. Peter Peduzzi. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi, sponsored by American Back Center, 103 Bradford Road, Building 2, Suite 100 in Wexford. For more information or to contact Dr. Peduzzi for an appointment, call 724-935-3300 or toll-free 888-222-8293. That's 888-222-8293. And join us again for Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi.
At American Back Center. Got nothing to lose but the pain.